tidying and the decorating of our homes to make it look right for all the visitors that are going to come, and the excitement of having guests and getting things ready for them and making them feel special when they come and stay with us. It's actually about the preparation of our hearts. That's what Advent is about, because Christmas is about the coming of the most special guest of all, Christ. Christ Mass. Christ is the Greek word for Messiah. It's about coming of Jesus, Messiah, King, Son of God. And we're just going to play a little video now by googlespokentruth.com. It will get you to that video, which is this year's release. I'd encourage you to have a look. Oh, thank you, Michael. I managed to break the AV system in the first service by leaving a link in my slides, which messed it all up, okay? So this time, Michael has worked very hard to get this working for me. So thank you, Michael. There we go. So many of us have got our Christmas traditions, haven't we? Places we go, people we see, silly jumpers, socks or suits that we wear at Christmas. I saw some of the children with some of their Christmas jumpers on this morning. Christmas is full of wonder, excitement, and if we're honest, a little bit of fear and apprehension that we won't be quite able to live up to the hype and the hopes and the expectations that everybody has of this perfect Christmas. Yeah? Does this ring true for you? It gets demanding, doesn't it? But while we fill our Christmas full of wonder, we fill it full of twinkling lights and presents, we ought to remind ourselves of the inherent messiness of the real Christmas. The sights, the sounds, the smells that we associate with Christmas today couldn't be further from the experience of Mary and Joseph. What a way for a child to come into the world. Actually, into his world. As John reminds us in the opening verses of his gospel, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. The Word became flesh, made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. There are a lot of stress points at Christmas, an awful lot of them. But can you imagine the stress points of a Christmas coping with when a census is declared? And we, in addition to all this Christmas stuff that we're doing, each of us has got to return to our family hometown, which means that, actually, I've not got to go too far. I've come full circle. So I need to go over to Leicester, where our birth was registered so the records can be checked, the chaos that would cause, the traffic jams, not to mention the railways. That would put a bit of pressure into our Christmases, wouldn't it, if we had to do that? Holiday travel is bad enough, but bank holiday travel is the stuff of nightmares. And did I mention that you're pregnant? Which for some of the guys will come as a shock. But did I mention that you're pregnant and nearly full term and you've got to cope with all of this at the same time? I was present, not much use, it has to be said, but I was present at the birth of our three sons. By the time I got to the third one, they were giving me things to do because they thought I was a veteran by then, but hey-ho. I was there. We were in a hospital. We had doctors and nurses, and I can say to you with my hand on my heart that not once did a sheep wander through the delivery room, leaving the trail of stuff that sheep do when they wander anywhere. That didn't happen to us. I didn't have to worry about the donkey wandering off. I've got to say to you, the results were beautiful. But the process, messy or what? Messy or what? I won't describe the sights and the smells to you and all the sounds, but add to that a stable flavouring, and Christmas is getting incredibly messy, isn't it? Family and friends visiting are one thing, but having to get sorted and cleaned up for shepherds and kings to invade your privacy, sheep and camels, total strangers, who wants that after 12 hours of labor? And I know that the theologically correct are going to tell me that the wise men didn't arrive until 18 months later, aren't you? But there we go. The first Christmas was anything but neat, clean and tidy. It was messy. It was life in all its reality. It really was. First century messy, from the travel arrangements right down to the accommodation. And many people couldn't and still can't believe that a king, any king, let alone the king, the Son of God, would choose to arrive in this way because of the apparent ungodlike messiness and ordinariness of it all. It's earthly, it's dirty, and it's so, well, humble. If we were organizing it, we would do it so much better. We would do it so much more grandly. We would do it so much more neatly. And we would do it so much more twinkly. We would sort it out and make it right. And there it is. We do it our way. We've stopped letting God be God. And the risk is we make Christmas in our own way and forget what's going on. You see, the manger, the crib, puts Jesus at the center of mess and messiness. Not a masterpiece. It's messy. Jesus came into real life, real messiness, real humanity, not the idealized lives that we pretend to live and covering it all up with the tinsel and stuff that we do. God allowed Jesus to be born into a mess because it represents his willingness to enter our mess and our messiness, our lives. God is not shocked, he's not surprised, he's not distressed by messiness. He isn't. But he does want to engage with it. He does want to engage with it. Your mess and mine. And the question is, will we let him? Will we let him? Mess, the four letters, is literally in the word message, and the messages and the messengers are out of this world. Out of this world. And they affirm that God is most definitely at work. Throughout the Bible, angelic messengers, angels, denote something important going on, something special, something of God, something of divine intervention, heaven coming down into the world around us, God's presence. It's to grab our attention and tell us something important is happening. Something from God is going on. It's our cue to pay attention. And throughout the Christmas narrative, there's an intensity of angelic intervention and prophetical fulfillment. God speaking to prophets hundreds of years before and their words coming true in this Advent window, this nativity window. Mary. God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, to a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, descendant of David. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Well, that would have been shock enough for a start, wouldn't it? That would have done. But the next bit, and no wonder she's troubled by his words, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you're to give him the name Jesus. He'll be great. And he will be called Son of the Most High." Son of the Most High. Angels came to Joseph. And Joseph's thinking, what am I going to do about this woman? She's pregnant. I was going to marry her. Is she a good girl or not? An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife. Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people And as a little aside, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. Angels came to shepherds out in the field. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They'd have been in shock at that alone. And the message says, do not be afraid, I bring you good news of great joy. Good news, great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ, he is Messiah, the Lord. And suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared. And for the Magi, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. The wise men arrive in Jerusalem, go to the local authorities and say, where is the one who's been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. Somehow or other, at the beginning of creation, when the order was put into place and the cosmic routes of stars, moons, meteors, whatever this was, were all organized and orchestrated and timed and set in motion and switched on, and it all began revolving and doing what it does. There was a significant thing, a star up there in the sky, that was timed perfectly from the beginning to arrive on a key date and signal to other people that something significant is happening. God brought the message, so Mary and Joseph, the shepherds and the Magi, entered into the messiness of this story. And the message is all the firm words given by God centuries before through his prophets, Isaiah, Micah, many others. God's promises that he would intervene, that God is not far off, that God is close and going to come closer still. And now is the time, say the angels. Now is the time, says the stars in heaven, a sign that the stargazers far away in Persia understood. He is coming. He's coming. He's coming. The messengers are awesome. They make an impact. The message is more awesome still. He's coming. And who is he, this child in a manger? Who is he? You're going to give him the name Jesus. Jesus means he will save. He saves. The virgin will be with child. It will be a sign. And you'll call him Emmanuel, God with us. And it's good news. And he's a king. And he's a king. And in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, writing in those early years of the church, he says this. He says, when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman. There is a timeline that's going on. A timeline that's going on. And something important took place at this point in history. And this moment had been considered and planned, and things had been put in place centuries before because of the significance of the coming of the Messiah. And Jesus wants to turn your mess and my mess into a message that says, God is at work in lives today. Christmas is about the coming of Christ, God made flesh among us, Messiah here, coming into the messiness of this world. And that messiness, what is messiness? Messiness is simply the sum total of the mess of your life, my life, and every life of every human being in the world. The sum total of it all. And he takes our mess and he makes it into his masterpiece if we let him. If we believe that he came on a mission with a purpose in mind. And if my mess is anything to go by, he works on a grand scale. Because you see, this nativity, this incarnation, this coming of Jesus is part of a much bigger story, a plan. And as Di said on his recording there, born in a mess, a metaphor perhaps, for all the mistakes in life, for all the messiness in life and what that creates, for all the stuff in this world that just doesn't sit right, there was a reason he was born on that first Christmas night. Born in a mess to make the wrong right, a message of hope, for out of the mess saw God news birth that will certainly bless all on earth. He came for a reason. He came physically with that mission in mind that points to Easter. He came in a mission of arriving in our lives and in our hearts. And all these words, these ancient prophecies that foretold his first coming, that first Christmas, go on to say that he will arrive again. That he will arrive again. And so this Christmas, I just encourage you all, particularly in this Advent as you lead up and contemplate Christmas coming, just leave some space in your messiness. Don't necessarily try and cover it all up, but bring it to him, because that's what he works with. The mess that's your life and mine. And he so wants to bless each of you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for Advent. We want to thank you for Christmas. We want to thank you for a Savior who comes into the world. We want to thank you for a Savior who comes into lives. And by your Holy Spirit this Christmas, we pray that you will come into our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.